We were talking before about ER and in the B28 trial. What do you think about all the controversy about the impact of chemotherapy based on ER? What's that all about?
Yeah, the ER, I think, is fairly predictive.
Is that just a surrogate for proliferation, do you think?
No, I think the ER-positive tumors are inherently, they have a good anti-apoptotic machinery. Because ER essentially is a blocker for apoptosis. So, you know, when on menopause, there is a massive suicide of the gland cells in the breast. What happens is that because of estrogen withdrawal, they go through massive suicide. Because the estrogen is a survival factor, very strong survival factor for these cells.
But what's that got to do with chemotherapy?
So those cells that has strong ER pathway have a strong survival signal. So they're not going to readily die with chemotherapy.
Well, but, you know, a lot of people, a lot of tumors and patients with ER-positive tumors don't respond to hormones.
I know, right. No, the problem is that the ER assay that we have gives a lot of false positive results. That's the bottom line.
That's interesting.
If you actually compare microarray data or Oncotype DX data, so if you actually do the microarray in B27, because I have ER assay, clinical ER assay that we did centrally by immunohistochemistry, and then do microarray data for the whole or the Oncotype assay genes, 16 genes, then what Oncotype assay does is it identifies tumors with very high level of expression of all ER genes, ER, BCL. There are a lot of genes that express coordinately with ER itself. So ER, BCL2, the gene called SCOBY2, GATA3. Those are like a typical markers of functioning ER pathway. Those never show PCR. It's not likely that they will benefit much from chemotherapy. And that's what's essentially what Oncotype assay does, identify these low-risk patients that are high ER. But not just high ER, but high-functioning ER.
Every time I meet with you, I think that I'm like back in college and meeting with my professor in a, in a course that I'm failing.
I'm learning as I go, essentially, because every day you have different, you know, new data. But obviously, it's trial and error. And by looking at it, sometimes you get wrong conclusions. So it has to be validated. I think the problem is that the way that the field was heading was based on in vitro studies and hypotheses and essentially almost like ground up.
Right.
Whereas I think the approach that I thought is more valuable when I left academic to come to the clinical trial was I did all that long time. I did a lot of in vitro models, transfections and all that. It never gave me anything valuable. That's why I decided to look at bottoms down. So look at, without bias, look at the clinical data and identify what's meaningful and then work on it.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.